clattering pinging of the rain as it starts to really come down is stopping my thoughts from concentrating on this job. I felt for some time it's not the right thing. They're going about it all wrong. I was just asked to do the gardens for a client, and the manager of the building keeps interfering. He's really pissing me off. I had to get out of there. The delivery of hardcore for the paved areas is coming tomorrow, and he's made me so mad. I can't have it nearby because he's having expensive tiles delivered. How many tiles do they need? I trudged all the way down this property to this small gated field, and it seems like a different world. The view is wonderful. Bright fields, but the dark, dark blue sky. I just want to sit and think and calm down. And then the rain started to drip, and oh, I'm so wound up, I need something to help me relax. Oh, it's been weeks since I had sex. This stifling heat, the rain, or at least it'll bring down the dust. Oh, I think my temper's been boiling like the temperature. Maybe I'll be away from everyone enough to have some me time. I might just be able to cope if I could just let some tension out. Oh, there's thunder in the distance. I'm gonna throw away this crust from the baguette sandwich I've been eating and I'm gonna take my hand. Oh God, I better take it out of my panties. I'll have to get to a better spot than this old corrugated shed. Oh, big drop right down the back of my neck. I'm gonna get soaked. I run for it, holding the leather folder I have over my hair. My heels crunch on the gravel and cobblestones. I run to the old stone barn and straight into you.
Well, I guess I should have listened when they said there'd be a huge rainstorm this afternoon. I mean, what do they know, right? It's not like it's their job to forecast the weather or anything. How the hell did I end up standing in this weird old barn anyway? I was on my way back from a business meeting, heading to my new property, by taking a shortcut through the surrounding countryside. When the skies opened, I ran into a clearing, which to my surprise contained an old barn, dilapidated, but somehow not completely falling apart. I take a moment to look around, examining the structure, trying to figure out what to do next. There's no way I can make it back to the car without getting drenched. I guess I'll just have to wait it out. Suddenly, I hear the rapid sound of footsteps approaching, and I turn around in time to see another person, a girl, run inside the barn, obviously trying to get some shelter from the storm. It's clear she wasn't as lucky as I was, as her clothing is soaked. The leather folder she held over her head doing little to shield her from the storm. She looks up at me with a surprised look, clearly not expecting anyone else to be in here. Hello. I was just taking some shelter from the rainstorm. It's what I get for not bringing an umbrella.
The wet cobbles under my feet as I try to stop make me skid to a halt. Ugh. Then struggle to gain my balance. My top is soaked through, and seeing you there makes me feel like I should hold my folder over my wet chest. I'm very aware my hard nipples are visible full breasts. I smile at your words. Feel I should slink back to where straw and hay are piled up and just wait for the storm to pass. Suddenly an enormous crash. Oh, right overhead. Makes me jump and squeal like it's an explosion. I jump to your side like we should shield from a tremendous noise. You grab my arm and I fall against you. The rain is louder again and splashing as much as up as down. I'm embarrassed and laugh. Well, giggle at my reaction. But I look up and see your eyes. Such a great face. Truly honest, clear eyes. I realize I'm staring with my mouth open. I'm Rosa. Umbrellas would be a little use anyway. Embarrassed, both notice a sudden change outside. The light goes from a brighter blue to a dull grey as the blackest clouds blocked what sun was left. The change makes my mood change too. Or was it you? Making me feel suddenly soft and weak.
I can't help but stare a bit, noticing how your soaked clothes do little to conceal your figure. I try to look away, but can't, and I'm smiling at you when a huge crash of thunder makes me jump, and you squeal. You fall against me and grab my arm, and despite the fact that your wet clothes are now pressed against mine, I feel a warm sensation spread through me from your touch. I look down at you, finding myself staring into your eyes longer than I probably should. I'm snapped out of my thoughts when you introduce yourself, and I let go, letting you stand back up as I try to straighten my suit and tie. It's nice to meet you, Rose. I'm Wiley. It looks like we might be stuck in here for quite a while. I look around and spot the very comfy-looking pile of hay and straw in the corner of the barn. I head over to it and flop down, padding the space next to me, inviting you to come sit.
My wet things are cooling me, and I feel goose pimples. I see you sit down. I like to chat and find out who you are, but I can't sit like this. Water is running down my back, and I can feel it trickling right through to my knickers. You are dry. I wonder if... would you mind, could I borrow your jacket? I want to take this off, and just to wring them out. Could you see your way clear to letting me wear it for a few minutes? I blush, but I'm going to get really chilled. The wind has picked up, and spray from the cloudburst is making me cold, so cold.
Oh, yeah. Sure. I can do that. I move to take off my jacket, offering it to you, and then moving away from you, wanting to give you some privacy as you change out of your soaked top. I make my way back to the straw I was resting on before, and sit down, now shivering a bit from my lack of a coat.
You immediately help me, so I turn to pull these things off. There's nowhere to screen me, but you politely move away. Hang your jacket just for a second on a large nail and pull my wet top over my head, and the heavy wet fabric just flops. My little bra needs readjusting where my boobs are falling out. And I look out the corner of my eye to check if you're looking, and I place each one back in its cradle, so I put your jacket on quickly. The deep V showing my cleavage. I better overlap the jacket around me. But when I go to wring my top, it comes undone again. I'll have to watch that. I wring the water out from my cotton top. I do feel a bit warmer. I see you shiver as I walk back. Thanks, I really was sodden and soaked. We sit and chat for a while, and the clouds don't appear to be even moving to take this storm away. Broken downpipe is dribbling into a barrel, and the rhythmic drips make me think of a tune. I hum a bar or two, and you guess the song correctly. Okay then, what's this one? Again, you guess it, and you turn, and I smile and giggle. You smile too. But then you really shiver. Oh dear, you're shivering now. I come closer. You're attractive, and we seem to have made friends. A mischievous kind of certain boldness takes hold of me. Let me sit behind you. I'll cuddle you. I wrap my arms around your chest before you can argue. It feels better than I thought.
I smile at you as you sit down next to me, now a bit drier than you were earlier. You sit and listen to the sound of the storms around us before you start humming. I laugh a bit as I guess the tune, which leads us to play a weird kind of musical guessing game as we sit there, waiting out the storm. I feel myself shiver again, and before I say anything, I feel you move behind me and wrap your arms around my chest. I let out a little sigh, feeling the warmth of your body against mine. I'm kind of shocked by your sudden physical contact, but I'd be lying if I said I wasn't enjoying it. I snuggle up into you and just enjoy the feeling.
The jacket is around your arms with my arms up the sleeves, but my almost naked body is pressed against your shirt back. You're so warm. It feels so nice cuddling. All the annoyance and stress from work just melts away as I rest my chin and cheek on the back of your neck. You smell so good, I whisper to myself. Another great big crashing rumble of thunder as I squeeze tight your hard arm muscles and my fingertips move on your firm pecs. You turn to see if I'm okay. And as I look up, the warmth of this cuddle turns up to a heat I've not felt very often. Oh, your eyes, your lips. My heart starts thumping. You must be able to feel it beating against your skin. I'm finding it hard to breathe. Light panting from you shows there's something about this storm. It's fueling a chance. I still want to... well, I had stimulated myself and I'm still tingling.
At first, I was just content to snuggle up with you here, using each other to keep warm as we waited out this storm. But as I feel your hands move over my body, I feel a pleasant warmth run through me. A warmth that soon turns into something more, as I imagine me and you, naked and curled up together. I try to push those thoughts aside, but I can't, especially as I feel you squeeze me tighter during another loud crash of thunder. I glance back at you, turning a bit so our eyes meet, our faces just a few inches from each other. I can't explain it, but I feel drawn to you here as the storm rages around us. I know it's sudden, but I just can't help myself. As I lean in and kiss you, our lips meeting for just a second, I pull away, but not before a pleasant jolt runs through me, making me smile and blush.
Your panting wasn't just my imagination. The lightning is right overhead and a bright flash, the instant crash makes me jump and squeeze my arms. You turn to see my face and I just feel so right. You kiss me. I sigh as your lips move away and see you smile. My heart is beating so fast, I'm sure you must definitely feel it too now. I suddenly feel self-conscious and bring my arms back out of the sleeves of your jacket. Its shoulders are still over yours, but I withdraw. You turn to see why and the jacket falls away and I'm topless except for that little bra. My skirt has ridden up and as I sat round your back, I blush terribly. Then the jacket falls right off my folder slaps to the floor too. I start to giggle and giggle and smile. The tension's too much. Oh, God. Oh, what the hell? Why am I so worried? I'm already wet. I stand up, kick off my heels and pull off my top. Oh. My skirt. And you open your eyes. Astonishment as I strip. I've worn smaller bikinis though, and I know I'm not ashamed to be like this. I'm lucky with my body. Your kiss, the excitement, my adrenaline. I was scared, but now I just don't care. And I run and stand under the navy blue sky with my arms out each side, turning, almost pirouetting, open mouth, feeling the beat of each hard raindrop. I'm giggling and I'm laughing in only my bra and small knickers.
That kiss felt so good, and I can see that you enjoyed it too as you smile back at me. My eyes dart over your now exposed skin, taking in all the little details of your body as you blush. You giggle as we sit there, already half undressed, before you jump to your feet and pull off your skirt. I eagerly remove my shirt, and my pants soon follow. I can hardly believe I'm doing this, stripping down with a girl I just met in a place I've never been before. But I am doing it, and I laugh as I see you run out into the rain. I run up behind you and grab you, pulling you close to me as I plant a kiss on your neck. I nibble on it as I feel the cold raindrops land on our skin, my body pressed against yours. I pull you back inside and push you down on the pile of hay, stopping to remove my boxers before climbing on top of you and kissing you hard.
I laugh out loud as you catch up with my break for the rain. Like two silly kids, we dance around in the rain, so abandoned with me. I've never felt such a release of tension. You grab my hands from behind me and spin us around and we'd laugh at each other. Then I feel your kiss on my neck and you're not just playing, you're so close up to me. I feel your warmth and I feel this wave of excitement. It wasn't just me, it's us, and you move around me and grasp my wrist. I feel you drag me back to the hay. We're soaked, but so hot. You push me and you hold me. I see a wisp of steam from your muscular shoulders, and suddenly I'm laying on the prickly hay, being kissed so hard by this gorgeous, sexy, naked man. Oh! I push back as the hay scratches me, and you seem to enjoy the way I push into you and kiss me so passionately. We end up rolling sideways back and out into the rain. You're on top, but then after a cry from you of fuck, I kiss your neck and wrap around you. The energy, the commitment to this moment is singularly unique to me. So fucking sexy, tumbling on the ground. You push my wet hair off my face and look at me smiling back at you. A moment passes in a heartbeat, and then your erection takes my mind away to an urgent need. I want you. I fucking want you now.
The sound of your little moans and gasps as we roll around in the soft hay is music to my ears. Your bare skin presses against mine, and the heat is almost unbearable. I feel myself grow harder as we kiss, my lips on your neck, kissing and biting you. I work to remove what remains of your clothes, pulling off your bra and panties after hearing you beg for me to fuck you. My mouth kisses its way down your body, savoring how your skin feels and how you taste. My mouth meets your nipple, my lips locking around them as I suck on them, gently grazing them with my teeth. My hard cock presses against you, throbbing as I use my mouth on your amazing breasts. I want to drive you crazy, this woman that I've just met, to make you beg me for my cock. The sky explodes above us as we make love under the rain.
I hear you pant and then you groan, which just turns me on even further. You have my nipple in your mouth and you're pushing my panties down. Oh. Another crash seems to make us both jolt with excitement, and I feel your hardness and its target. I'm so excited. I feel possessed wanting you. My body for you, to have you wrapped around you. I pull your shoulders too, making my consent, my intentions clear. And then I feel the stretch of my wet body. We both announce it, oh, as you're inside me, and I giggle and squeal as the thunder crashes. Oh, your feet kicks out and splashes the water spout and adds to the rain all over us. Still laughing and pushing against each other, we push and roll about and giggle and enjoy the most exciting, most fun sex I've ever had.
I just have to feel you, to feel your pussy wrapped around my cock. You want it too, that is clear to see from how you're pushing yourself against me. I use my hand to guide myself into you, pressing my hips forward, groaning in unison with you as our hips meet. I feel the rainwaters run down my back and face, and I reach up to brush them away as I pump my hips, feeling your hands wrap around me and your fingers dig into my back. I press my face against your neck, groaning as we fuck, our wet bodies colliding again and again. I go to whisper in your ear to tell you how good this feels and how much of a bad girl you are, but the skies explode again, drowning out anything I try to say.
Oh. I'm moaning now and you moan too. It's so sexy. You're dripping water from your face and blinking it from your eyes. Our lips keep smashing together in the rain, making this delicious. I feel my orgasm building and you must be close to yours. Before I know it, I'm filled with light pulsing all over my skin. The rain is like diamonds. Your face close, kissing me. I close my eyes as we do, the sparks form and I come. Thigh is tight. There's bits of straw in my hair and you break the kiss and I open my eyes to see you watching my pleasured face.
Together, we ride waves of pleasure towards something wonderful. I feel you tense around me, your body shaking and your hips thrusting up into mine. We kiss and moan into each other's mouth, my skin burning as we reach our edge together. You cry out as I feel you come, your body shivering and twitching. I'm overwhelmed with pleasure, losing control as I come as well, groaning as my hips shake, and as I come hard and deep inside of me. I take a deep breath and laugh a bit as my heart rate slows back down, looking at your smiling face full of pleasure.
Oh my God. It's so fucking awesome, the rain on my skin and you. Oh, you're such an exciting love. Thank you. Oh. Oh, Wiley, God. I'm so naked and wet. Yeah, okay. Let's get dressed.
Oh my God, oh fuck, Rose, that was, oh my God, that was amazing, you're amazing, oh, that was the, oh, that was like the best, that was the best ever, that was absolutely phenomenal, oh, God, almost as if on cue, the rain subsides. Just as we pick ourselves up off the dirt, our bodies still covered in sweat and rain come. We walk back over to the barn and gather up our clothes, hastily trying to put them on, even though we know we look absolutely ridiculous. I pull you to me and kiss you again, wrapping my arm around your shoulder, holding you tight. Come on, I say. It's not that far from my new property. I just got it and they're fixing everything up. We can go there and relax and hang out until this storm subsides. What do you think about that?
It's only when I wetly step back in out of the rain and under the barn that I realize I don't have anything to get dressed back into. I pull on my skirt and pick bits of hay from the wet bra, but I can't see where my knickers are. You've pulled on your trousers and then your shirt over your damp arms. You then point my lost knickers and smile. They're still out in the rain by the water barrel. So you take your jacket and put it around my bare shoulders and hold me with face to face. I'm smiling so widely for you.
Not the property. Just up the road. Oh my God. Oh. Wiley. Not W as in. Oh. I think you're my boss.